Why do people take photos?
Well, there are countless reasons why people take photos. Primarily, I'd say it's about preserving memories as special events, loved ones, places we've been. Photos also let us share those experiences with others. On a deeper level, photography can be an artistic outlet, a way to express our perspectives. Additionally, it has a practical side for documentation. Think of things like news photography or even just taking a quick snap of where you park.
What do people use to take photos these days? Cameras or phones?
Definitely, the vast majority of people use their phones to take photos now. Smartphones have incredibly advanced cameras built in, so they're always at hand. Plus, it's incredibly convenient to share photos instantly through social media or messaging apps. That said, dedicated cameras are still the top choice for professionals or serious enthusiasts, as they offer superior image quality and more creative control.
Is it difficult for people to learn how to take good photos?
I wouldn't say it's inherently difficult, but there's definitely a learning curve. The basics of operating a camera or phone are simple, but taking truly good photos requires developing a sense of composition, lighting, and the right moment. Thankfully, with tons of online resources, it's easy to learn techniques and practice deliberately. Overall, it's less about raw difficulty and more about dedication and willingness to experiment.
How do people keep their photos?
There are loads of ways people keep photos these days. Cloud storage is a huge one. It offers tons of space and seamless access on multiple devices. Many people still keep physical albums for special occasions or prints they particularly like. Additionally, external hard drives are great for backing up large collections locally. And of course, social media often acts as a kind of informal photo archive, even if the image quality isn't always the best.
Who would like to take photos more often, young people or older people?
Generally speaking, I'd say younger people are more likely to snap photos frequently. They tend to be more immersed in social media, where sharing images is a huge part of the culture. Plus, young people often have more active social lives with new experiences they want to document. However, older people might take a more deliberate approach, taking photos on special occasions to capture cherished moments with family and friends.
On what occasions do people need formal photos?
There are several occasions where formal photos are the standard. Job applications and resumes often require professional-looking headshots. For passports, government IDs, and various licenses need official photos that meet specific criteria. Some corporations might request formal portraits for websites or directories. Additionally, formal photos are often used for school yearbooks or graduation portraits.